This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, the root's on fire. Wayne Allyn Root, the warrior's with you. If you want peace, prepare for war. Well, you better prepare for war. If you just heard my interview with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer of the London, the London Foundation, I don't know, with London Policy Research Organization, you heard me read the headlines to him. Biden sends U.S. warships to disputed South China Sea as tensions rise with communist China. Japan sends destroyer after China's aircraft carrier Liaoning and five ships pass Okinawa on the way to the Pacific. Taiwan warns it will fight to the very last day if China attacks as U.S. warship transits the strait. Netanyahu warns Israel will act against Iran if Biden restores the nuclear deal. If you don't get what's going on, you're dumb. I mean, you're just delusional or you don't have a clue. You don't have a clue what's happening. You're too busy to understand that Joe Biden's an idiot, but that the Democrat Party is beating war drums. It's run by the deep state. It's run by the D.C. swamp. That's why they had to get rid of Trump. Trump was the only president in recent memory. No wars under Trump at all. And he got us out of all the places around the world where where we were gonna could have fought a war. He was acting fast to get us out. He's trying to create peace with even terrible people like North Korea, trying his best. Trump didn't want war. He understood what I always understood as a libertarian vice presidential candidate on their presidential ticket back in 2008. Libertarians don't like war. Why? Because we love a great economy. We love making money. We love free markets. We love capitalism. And war gets in the way of all that. War eats up all your money. Well, of course, war is good for business, for the defense contractors. And now the Democrats are in, the defense contractors are going to get rich. Because they are beating the war drums, man. They want war badly. First of all, the economy, could collapse under Biden. All the new taxes, all the new regulations, the expansion of Obamacare, the border wide open, the massive welfare and food stamps and 1,000 other bills that need to be paid for all these millions of illegals coming in. The fact that our country could go from 300 million to 400 million, 500 million. God knows what's coming, what's on the way. And to pay for it all, the national debt, it's insane. It's insane. And so, if you have a war, suddenly everybody goes to the side of Biden. Everybody's, oh, he's our leader. We got to get behind him. Number one. And number two, the war machine creates economics, right? Creates economic boost. People are too busy and distracted worrying about the war effort to really notice the economy. But the factories are humming and we're turning out ships and bombers and fighter jets, and a lot of young men and women who couldn't find a job are suddenly employed by the military around the world at war. Seems like the Democrats want war badly to save this country from their economic prescription, which is disaster. So you combine communism with war, and people are too distracted to realize the country's been taken over by communists. And it has, believe me. New York's tax system, you should check out New York. Man, they just passed a bill that is so insane. People are going to be paying such high taxes, it's higher than Europe's taxes. And Europe is basically socialist. France is socialist. England is basically socialist. Spain is basically socialist. Greece is socialist. Germany is basically socialist. The entire Italy is socialist. So the whole Europe is socialist. And we now have higher taxes in New York and California than they have in any of those socialist nations. So it is a communist takeover. Big one. Israel's going to be a big one with Iran, and Taiwan is going to be a big one, in my opinion. They're going to take over. China's going to look to push Biden and see what he's willing to do, and they know that they own him, so he's not going to do anything. He's going to roll over like my dog. He's going to roll over like Fido with his legs in the air. Look if he can rub his belly. That's Joe Biden. When China says anything, when Russia says anything, you know, that's threatening, that's intimidating, that's conflict, Joe Biden's going to roll over like Fido with his legs in the air and ask you to rub his belly. They know they're going to roll him over. He's going to roll him. And so they're going to do whatever they want to do, and the United States is now a weakling, a paper tiger. And Taiwan is going to be lost to China, just like Hong Kong was lost to China. And the question is, will Israel be lost? You know, our former best friend in the world under Trump. They're sure not a best friend anymore under Biden. Very scary. How about the one about Okinawa? That was a scary headline. Japan sends destroyer after China's aircraft carrier and five ships pass Okinawa on the way to the Pacific. That has special meaning to me because my father fought in World War II in Okinawa. All these years later, my father fought 70 years ago, right? Well, wasn't it 70? He fought in 1945 in Okinawa. 45, 55, 65, 75, 85, 95, 205, 215. So, yes, 76 years ago, my father fought at Okinawa. 76 years ago. And all these years later, what, are we going to lose Okinawa again? You know, we have a big military base there, a big U.S. Navy base at Okinawa. That's what my father fought for. You mean 76 years later you're going to give it up? Give it to China? Is that what you're going to do? It's very scary what's going on in this world. And, of course, I've got a 21-year-old son and a 16-year-old son. I don't want war. I knew they were safe under Trump. Now, God knows. Can you imagine if they both got called to war or one of them got called to war? Who would want to fight any of these wars? Can you imagine the United States fighting China over Taiwan? Can you imagine fighting China over Okinawa? Fighting with Japan against China over Okinawa? That'd be a weird one. Can you imagine fighting in the Middle East to save Israel, who's, you know, inches away from being destroyed by Iran? Can you imagine invading Iran? Good luck. Can you imagine invading China? How about fighting Russia over Ukraine or Crimea? All of this is on the table now, folks. If you don't realize that, you're kidding yourself. On the table. All right, let's talk about some other things. Because to me, here's the two biggest news stories of the day. I'm looking through all these great articles, a lot of big stories, but two biggest news stories of the day that describe the insanity going on right now. New York passes a budget that gives illegal aliens $1.1 billion more than small businesses. Doesn't that just tell you everything I've ever said about the Democrat Party? They are communists. There's no question about it. They are communists. And they're destroying this country. And this sums it up. Their budget gives $1.1 billion more to illegal aliens than to small businesses. New York continues to be a great state to live in for illegal aliens. You know, it's kind of like those sayings in Chinese restaurants when you break open the cookie. It says you're going to have a great day today, and you're supposed to add in bed. Did you ever hear that? It's a funny thing. Whatever it says in a Chinese cookie, you add in bed. You know, you're going to be doing backflips tonight in bed. So, you know, anytime you say New York continues to be a great state, you have to add four illegal aliens. That's the way to finish every sentence involving New York. The sun is out in New York today. Great place for illegal aliens. You know, the seas are calm for illegal aliens to come in. The taxes are high, except for illegal aliens. You got to pay for illegal aliens. Everything you say about New York, you got to add four illegal aliens. So actually, the way to say it is taxes are high for illegal aliens. You know, for the average person to pay for illegal aliens. The borders are open for illegal aliens. Citizens are fleeing the state in record numbers, with New York losing more residents than any other in 2020. And those who do stay are set to be punished with even more tax increases. High earners in New York are about to see their taxes hiked to the highest in the nation. That's where you add four illegal aliens, further forcing their exodus and making middle-class tax hikes to fill the gap down the road. Of course, inevitable. But there's plenty of reason to stay if you're there illegally. New York just passed a $212 billion budget. Nearly 200,000 illegal aliens living in New York will soon receive $2.1 billion in taxpayer-funded stimulus checks and unemployment benefits. How sick is this? While more than a million jobs have been lost in New York, and an estimated 80,000 New York businesses may not make it to the end of the Chinese coronavirus pandemic, Cuomo and elected state Democrats agreed on a budget deal that provides billions to illegal aliens And remember, that money's coming from the taxpayers. So you, as a legal New York citizen, are paying for the illegal aliens to get $2.1 billion in taxpayer-funded stimulus checks and unemployment benefits. The budget also provides about $2.3 billion in federal funds for tenants who have been behind on rent, just $200 million more than what illegal aliens will receive. In total, roughly 200,000 illegal aliens will benefit from this and receive benefits whose dollar amount is $1.1 billion more than small businesses will receive in grants and tax credits. Previous estimates suggest that illegal aliens could receive up to $28,600 a year thanks to taxpayer-funded benefits approved by Cuomo. Weekly, illegal aliens could receive $500. For those unemployed since March of 2020, illegal aliens could receive, on average, $12,600. God. Insanity. The only good thing that happened yesterday, you know, remember, all of you know I share with you everything about my life. So I've got a publicly traded company, and I'm the single biggest shareholder. And it is in the sports gambling business, which I was in for 30 years before I ever got into politics. And I really gave it all up for politics and political talk radio and TV and Newsmax TV and everything else, books, columns. And now I'm back in that business again because the Supreme Court legalized sports gambling in 2018, and it's exploding all over the country. Well, Trump, Cuomo signed that horrible budget late last night. And the only good thing about it is there's actually in the budget they legalized online sports gambling in the state of New York, which is going to be this multi-billion-dollar business. They think it'll equal, $500 million a year in taxes. So billions of dollars will be bet on sports legally now in New York, and you could do it online. You don't have to go to a casino or a racetrack. It's all going to be done online. It's going to be huge. It's great for my business. That's the only good thing that came out of New York's budget, but boy, are they taxing the rich. Boy, are they going to hit them hard. And it's not a state anybody want to live in now, but there are 20 million people living there. It's the fourth biggest state in America, and they've now got legal online sports gambling. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth.
We need the forklift over here.
Indeed, most unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Okay, those molds need to be adjusted. The shippers are coming at noon, so we got to get this done.
Like at Dennis's plastic startup, to stay flexible, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar is weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium. Just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them Moore sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
What a country we live in, right? What a country. You could be openly transsexual, but you got to be a closet conservative, according to corporate America. Sick. Used to be a joke, now it's a true story. It's just sick. Something wrong with this country. Mental illness pervades. And, you know, how about you give more money to illegal immigrants, illegal aliens, than you give to small business owners? That's the state of New York. How sick is that? You know, California must do the same thing. California must give away billions and billions and billions of dollars to illegal immigrants and virtually nothing to small business. Actually, they just destroyed every small business, just like New York. With lockdowns, kept them all closed. You know, I got to tell you a story. When I was going to Columbia University, I was a kid at Columbia University, graduated in 1983 alongside my classmate Barack Hussein Obama, by the way. True story. And all we ever heard was Cloward Piven, Cloward Piven, Cloward Piven. Cloward Piven were two Columbia professors who had a plan to destroy America and turn it into a communist nation. Or maybe they would have called it a socialist nation, but there's really no difference. You got to get any liberal that says to you, oh, communism and socialism have don't call us communists. We have nothing to do with communism. We're socialists. No. Socialism and communism are sister and brother. They go hand in hand. Look at any communist nation, and they've got a socialist economic system. So socialism and communism go hand in hand. They're like a frickin' frack. So don't let anybody lie to you. But anyway, the point of Cloward Piven was to turn America into a socialist nation, a communist nation, a Marxist nation, whatever word you want to use, a progressive nation. They're all interchangeable words. They mean the same thing, which is government is in control of everybody's life, and government, big brother, take care of everybody and give everybody welfare and screw everyone else over and take all your money away and steal your business. And so They always said they wanted to bring white business owners to their knees and bankrupt them. And I always laughed at it because I kept saying, you're never going to be able to do that. This is America, and every business owner is very smart. And every small business owner I know all my life growing up, for whatever reason, I knew a lot of restaurant owners. And they were all rich. They all had mansions. They all had beautiful, you know, car collections, exotic cars. I can't tell you my restaurant owners I know who have, you know, three cars. They have a Ferrari, a Maserati, and a Rolls Royce, right? I mean, you can make great money if you own two or three restaurants, and they're successful in the right place. And so God bless America. What a great country this is. Most restaurant owners I know started with nothing. Most of them are not Ivy League graduates. They're not even college graduates. You know, they might have even started out as a waiter or a bartender, and now they own the bar, they own the nightclub, or they own the restaurant. And now they're rich. They're getting rich. God bless America. What a great country. They don't like that. Liberals didn't like it, especially if you're white. That's all they ever used to say at Columbia. They were all white kids, and they all came from rich white families. And they were so guilt-ridden about their white privilege. They had it. I didn't. No middle-class kid I know has it. No poor kid, white kid I know has it. A few rich people at the top have it. They send their kids to Ivy League schools. And then they complain all day about white privilege. And they were so guilt-ridden about it, they wanted to destroy America and bankrupt people like their own parents. Take all their money away. They all said you could never do it. You know what's doing it? Lockdowns are doing it. Lockdowns have now bankrupted all the restaurant owners. You know, the ones who have $20 million in the bank after 30, 40 years of owning a very successful chain of restaurants are probably fine. They could go out of business tomorrow. They're still rich for the rest of their lives and the next two generations of kids. And the ones who have $5 or $10 million, they're okay, too. They'll survive. They'll come back. But all the, you know, two-thirds of restaurant owners are not rich, and they haven't been in the business 40 years, and they don't have $20 million in the bank, and they're dead. They're finished. And those people used to make a couple $100,000 a year, $300,000 a year, $500,000 a year. Now they make zero. You know, with these 25% and 50%, and the last year, they make zero. And so they've really, finally, the liberals made it happen. They made Cloward Pivot happen. Through lockdowns, who would have believed, you know, what did Rahm Emanuel say? Never let a crisis go to waste. Who would believe that a COVID pandemic, a flu pandemic, would be the way they would use to bankrupt all the white business owners and bring them to their knees? Just what they told me at Columbia they were going to do one day. They finally found a way to do it. And you know what? Don't think it's just white business owners. You don't think there's black restaurant owners that have been bankrupted by California, New York, and New Jersey's lockdowns, Illinois' lockdowns, Maryland's lockdowns, name the liberal state, Oregon's lockdowns. You don't think they've destroyed black and Hispanic businesses too? Absolutely. You know, what do they call that when you bomb somebody and someone dies who's innocent? I forgot the name. Collateral damage. They must think, you know, if we could bankrupt millions of white business owners, it's just collateral damage that a couple of Hispanics and a couple of blacks got in the way and they lost their business too. It's worth it if you could bankrupt all the white people. And by the way, they probably don't like black people and Hispanic people with money who have successful businesses either, because they're all in the way of Big Brother and communism. You want to bankrupt all the business owners, bring them to their knees, and beg them for government to save them. And that's what they've achieved with all these giant bailouts and PPP, small business loans, and bringing all the business owners to bankruptcy. This is Cloward Pivot. They did it. Sick.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is selling his sweeping infrastructure plan. It's a once-in-a-generation investment in America. Unlike anything we've done since we built the interstate highway system and won the space race decades ago.
Biden saying he's open to debate and compromise with Republicans. Severe weather continuing to hammer parts of the United States. Anyone around Little Rock, Arkansas is warned to take cover as the threat of tornadoes remains high. Severe weather is forecast in the southern United States with a tornado watch in effect for parts of eastern Texas, northern Louisiana, and much of Arkansas until 8 o'clock Central Time. Nearly 1 in 5 Americans are fully vaccinated against the coronavirus. That's according to the latest data from the CDC on Wednesday, showing more than 64 million people have received all of their shots. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You can
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior. The Root's on fire. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative to traditional health care. Revive Health provides you with simple, inexpensive, affordable access to high-quality virtual health care, meeting telemedicine doctors and medical professionals. Even though the services are virtual, the quality of care is not compromised. It's all online with telemedicine doctors and medical professionals, so no long waits, no hassles of visiting a doctor's office, convenient and safe. You don't even need to go to the pharmacy. You can get your medications delivered right to your door. The cost is, get this, only $59 a month to join. There are no copays. You save hundreds of dollars on medications. Wonder why you haven't heard of it before. It's brand new. Nevada is one of the first states in the country where it's available, but over the next few weeks, they're rolling it out all over the country. It's ideal if you're uninsured, underinsured, or the cost of traditional health care has driven you to the poorhouse. And by the way, let me interject, it's perfect if you've got Liberty HealthShare, which is what I've advertised for 6 years on this program from day one. I've got Liberty, my kids are on Liberty, and I'm going to join this one too, Revive Health, because it kind of goes hand in hand with Liberty. Liberty has no telemedicine arm. Liberty has no copays on medications, so you don't save hundreds of dollars on medications, and they don't deliver medications to your door. So for a lousy $59 a month, this one goes hand in hand, put it together with Liberty, and it's the perfect situation. Sign up now, no matter where you are in the country. It's coming to you in a matter of days. Revive-healthcare.com. Revive, R-E-V-I-V-E, revive-healthcare.com. Their team's available to answer your questions 24/7. Sign up now at revive-healthcare.com. All right, we've got our guest here, Randy DeSoto, senior staff writer at the Western Journal. They're based in Arizona, and I wanted to get an up-close witness to what's going on in Arizona with all the audits of the election there. So, Randy DeSoto, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show. How are you?
Thank you, Wayne. I'm doing great.
Love your website, WesternJournal.com, WesternJournal.com. It's the Western Journal, but it's WesternJournal.com is the website. Do some great work, yep. And obviously one of the most popular conservative websites in the country. So congratulations on all your success. So four firms that will conduct an audit of Maricopa County's November election results. And the question is, what's going on there, first of all? Who picked those firms, and are they good firms? And they probably are good firms, because I know the liberals are losing their minds, and they're suing, and they don't want those firms to be doing the audit.
Right.
So give us the lay of the land. What's happening in Arizona right now?
So, yeah, you're right. The most recent reporting here is that they're looking to, I guess part of the aspect of the audit will be, checking to make sure people who ballots or voted, actually did vote. There'll be some of that. I'm sure it'll just be spot checking. That's part of the plan for, verifying the ballots and that they were properly cast. And so they've already, a group called Protect Democracy has already stepped forward and said they're prepared to sue these firms and whoever else they can bring into the suit as far as claiming voter intimidation, that this would break federal and state laws to be asking these kind of questions. And so Kelly Ward, who's our chairman down here of the Republican Party, said, why would there be any voter intimidation involved with simply asking if you voted in the election? In other words, just verifying that these ballots were actually cast by real people.
And who are the four firms that are conducting the audit? Who chose those firms? The state Senate, the Republican state Senate of Arizona?
Yeah, they spent some months doing it, according to a press release they put out last week. And they chose firms. This is kind of, new terrain in a way, that elections haven't been, with the growth of electronic voting, this is kind of a new arena as to who can go in and check and make sure everything's on the up and up. And so they chose four firms with a group called Cyber Ninja out of Florida leading the way. And so they're getting the most pushback. They're saying that the founder of the company said some things that were, tweeted some things indicating that he had doubts about the election result. And so therefore Democrats are saying he shouldn't be, you know, that company shouldn't be involved. So, but I mean, there's four others and, I mean, three others altogether. So, I mean, it's not just going to be one company and, you know, a lot of oversight.
Why wouldn't someone have doubts about the election? I have massive doubts about the election. That doesn't mean that I could prove it was stolen. So now I'm looking for proof it was stolen. But there's not a reason in the world why you wouldn't have a doubt about the election. Anyone who doesn't have a doubt about the election wasn't watching the election. They have no clue. They're sheeple who are listening to the lying fake news on the evening news because there are many, many question marks about the election. I personally believe it was stolen. But again, I want to see proof that it was stolen, and I hope that Arizona leads the way in that.
Yeah, so, you know, the Board of Supervisors has really resisted this since December, when subpoenas were first issued by the Senate Judiciary Committee, the state Senate. And they took it to court, they took the Senate to court, and then the judge in that case said, you know, the Senate has the power to enforce these subpoenas, but he didn't take a step further, and then the Senate was out of session. And so they came back in session in January, and then they, you know, again, issued new subpoenas, and again, there was more legal. And then finally, a judge, late February, said, this is legal. The Senate has oversight. You know, let them in. so now Maricopa is saying, well, you can do your audit, but you're not going to do it here. That's the most recent controversy. Go find your own place to do it, and we'll give you the ballots. And, you know, of course, the most secure thing would be to do it right there, you know, where the ballots are stored. And So anyway, now the Senate's looking for a place that can be properly secured and that the audit can go forward. And so it's just been resistance at every step of the way.
And doesn't that give you a sign? It gives me a sign, I believe. You know, as a person with a great gun instinct, I could have been a police detective. I would have been a great one. I'm telling you, I'm like a bloodhound. And I mean, the breadcrumbs are there. When everybody was involved in stealing the election, tells you can't even talk about it. And the ones who were involved in it tell you, oh, we don't want you to have a forensic audit. We don't want you to count it. And then when you get a forensic audit, they try and block you every step of the way. Doesn't that tell you they're hiding something?
You know, that's the concern. Factually, like here in Maricopa, Biden carried the county, you know, according to the official tally, by 2.2%, about 4,500 ballots, 4,500 votes. Trump had carried it by 2.9% in 16 by the same, about 4,500 votes. They were within 400 votes of each other. Now, the Republicans won every countywide office in this, you know, in Maricopa County, you know, which is Phoenix, this time, except for sheriff. The incumbent held the sheriff, but they, Republicans flipped the county recorder. They won the treasurer, which was an open seat. They won everything. And all the Republican members of Congress who are in Maricopa, and there are not only, you know, there are Democrat areas in Maricopa, but they all won their reelections, and most of them were very vocal Trump supporters. And I guess you have to go all the way back to Harry Truman to find a Democrat that won Maricopa County. So, as I understand, and I was doing some review, I read that, and then I was doing some review. I thought 96 would be the best chance. Maybe Clinton had won it, but he hadn't. Even though he won the state, he lost Maricopa County. So,
you know, it's funny because I happen to have been, I gave a speech in Scottsdale, Arizona, which, of course, is a beautiful area of Phoenix. And so I was in Phoenix. I landed at the Phoenix airport. I took off in the Phoenix airport. I spoke in Scottsdale. I drove, you know, I had a car drive me from my speech in Scottsdale to the Phoenix airport and drove through most of Phoenix. There were some detours and I had to move around. So I got a great look at Phoenix about a week before the election. And I must tell you, Phoenix, to me, appeared to be the greatest Trump country I've ever seen in my life. Everywhere I look were Trump signs. Everywhere I look were Trump rallies. Everywhere I look were Trump parades. We kept, you know, a half-hour trip to the airport from Scottsdale to your Phoenix airport took an hour and a half because there were so many detours, and I kept saying, I'm going to miss my flight. I'm going to miss my flight. Oh, my God, I'm going to miss my flight. And I said to the driver, what's going on? What's going on? He said, it's Trump parades all over town. All over town, we kept passing Trump parades. How did you lose Maricopa? That's what tells me it was stolen. It was Trump country, and yet they claim they won it. I don't believe it.
Yeah, I was over in near Glendale, Peoria border hiking one night, and I saw one down in the road below, and I commented to a woman who was on the trail about it, who happened to be Hispanic, and she said, you know, she and her husband, who I had also gathered was Hispanic, were going to be voting for Trump and their relatives. He said even her sister-in-law, who did not like Trump in 16, was going to be voting. I saw people maybe look like Hispanic, you know, had people of color in my apartment complex. They had their Trump flag on the, you know, on the truck out in the parking lot proudly. He was putting it on, and it just seemed like there was a pretty good momentum, not only, you know, in traditional, you know, white Republicans, but he seemed to have a pretty good hold with Hispanics here. I don't know that he would have carried them outright, as he did say in Miami, but he didn't. It seemed like he had some good strong support here among across demographic groups.
Yeah, and you know what happened in Nevada? You know, you're talking to me in Las Vegas. My show is national, but it's based in Las Vegas. And I live here in Las Vegas, and I called a couple of Trump parades, car parades, and guess what happened? We had 5,000 to 10,000 people show up at both of them. 5,000 to 10,000 people, thousands of cars. Literally, the second one had thousands of cars. And then Joe Biden came to town a few days after my Trump parade with thousands of people and thousands of cars. Biden comes to town, and the newspaper reported that he had like eight, it was either six or eight people at the event. And then he had a car parade minutes later, and they said there were 12 cars. So how do you figure that Biden wins the election? Does anybody think this is funny? Does anyone think it's strange, Randy? It sure seems strange to me. How about the people that read Western Journal? I bet it seems strange to them, right?
Yeah, I've been, you know, kind of following both Georgia and then here in a few places, and it just seems like, and of course Georgia is looking to do an audit also.
Yes, should.
And the judge has indicated that he's inclined if they have a good plan. So, you know, in both cases, it's an issue of ballots. You know, they want to see where the ballots, you know, in any way, were they pre-printed, were they double counted, you know, these sort of things that a good solid audit will show.
Hey, Randy, we're on the way out. Music's on. Randy DeSoto, senior staff writer at the Western Journal, one of our great friends, westernjournal.com. We love the site. We love the owner, Floyd Brown. Great site. Randy DeSoto, thanks for coming on. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at energizedhealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%. Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Raw and unfiltered.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. Hey, Michael just sent a nice email. He said, War, I've been listening to your show since day one. I think this is your best show ever. You have command of every topic. You're a true Renaissance man and a force for good in America. I think you should be the Trump of the West with you endorsing the MAGA candidates. Thank you, Michael. I really appreciate it. But just to show you I'm always fair, then this moron guy sends an email. Root, you're almost as much a liar and BSer, and he uses the SH word, as the moron Trump is. Stop embarrassing yourself, guy. Okay, guy. Stick it where the sun doesn't shine, moron. Liberal commie moron loser guy who's probably half gal. Guy probably doesn't know if he has a penis or a vagina. Yeah, are you running for governor, guy, of California? Because that's where we should build the wall, by the way. Forget Mexico. Build the wall between the United States and, Nevada and California. Build it right at the Prim County border line, state line. Keep Californians out. Like Guy. Energized health. I always tell you how great they are, but the more important thing right now is to realize they've got an event coming up. You've got about 2 weeks. You know, there's still time. It's not this Saturday like the big event that's happening this Saturday with We the People at Ahern Hotel, where I'm the keynote speaker, and the event is at 4 o'clock. This Saturday, 4 o'clock. Doors open at 3 o'clock, and I'm the keynote speaker. So remember that one. Put it on your calendar. This Saturday, Ahern Hotel. 300 West Sahara near Vegas Strip, where I had my last two big Trump events, Trump parades. But this one, Energized Health, is having their event a week from Saturday. So in other words, not this Saturday, but next. This Saturday is April 10th. That's the We the People event. And then the next Saturday, April 17th, is the Energized Health event. And, you know, people should be quicker to come to this event than they do to a political event. Because this one is about keeping yourself alive. This one's about getting rid of your fat. This one's about looking the best of your life. This one's about staying younger and looking 10 years younger than you are. This one's about living long enough to see your kids get married and your grandkids grow up. Maybe your grandkids get married. This one's about living long enough and healthy enough to be able to fight the liberals for 50 years to come. That's what Energized Health's all about. So come to their free live event Saturday, April 17th, 10:30 in the morning to 12 noon. So it's just an hour and a half of your life, And Wayne Root will be one of the speakers, along with John and Chelsea Jubilee. And then they're going to bring a few people that have been listeners to my show who have, like, lost half their body weight. Half of themselves. They look like half of what they used to look like. They'll be there in person to show you what Energized Health did, and I will be there in person to show you what Energized Health did for me. And I'll be able to meet every one of you one-on-one. So Ahern Hotel, again, both times, Ahern Hotel. This Saturday, the We the People event at 4 o'clock, doors open at 3. Next Saturday, April 17th, the Energized Health event, doors open at I guess the doors will open about 10 or so, and it's a 10:30 to 12 noon event. So add it to your calendar. It's free. And RSVP, go to energizedhealth.com and click on live events to register. Energizedhealth.com, click on live events to register. And all I'll tell you about them is that I was never fat a day in my life. I was thin my whole life. But I lost 25 pounds of inner body visceral fat on this program in just the first 88 days. And I gained 10 pounds of muscle. Lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, gained 10 pounds of muscle, gained 7 pounds of hydration. Go to energizedhealth.com, check out hundreds of amazing testimonials, or cut to the chase. Join them right now at 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. Go now to energizedhealth.com. But if you're a skeptic and you're not quite sure and you want to learn more, go to the event a week from Saturday, April 17th, at the Ahern Hotel, 300 West Sahara, 10:30 in the morning. Wayne Root, John and Chelsea Jubilee will tell you all about Energized Health. So 2 weeks in a row, you get a chance to meet me and spend some quality time with me. I'll spend time one-on-one with all of you before and after the event. So I was telling you about this Protect Democracy project, and I never got to it. Because we were just talking about what's going on in Arizona, right? So here's some news about Arizona. The so-called not-for-profit group, the Protect Democracy Project, is now involving itself in the Arizona Senate's audit of Maricopa County. They're connected to Obama, Soros, China, and Biden's DOJ. They're fighting to prevent an accurate count of the valid votes in the county. Yesterday, we reported some legal firms joined the not-for-profit Protect Democracy Project in threatening the auditors selected in Arizona by the Senate to audit the 2020 election results. They're so scared of the truth getting out. They're scared that the auditors that were hired are actually good, and they're not fake frauds hired by the communists, you know, to protect the rigged, stolen election. In a letter dated, in a letter email Tuesday to the Senate's hired auditors, attorneys for the nonprofit voting rights group Protect Democracy and three Phoenix law firms warned the auditors' plan that the doors to search for voters likely violate. Wow. President Obama's former associate White House counsel, Ian Bassin, heads the anti-Trump litigation efforts Protect Democracy Project and United to Protect Democracy. Yeah, they're all so big on democracy, aren't they? They want a one-rule party nation. That's how they want to protect democracy. These are such commies, such left-wing pinkos, such radical socialist Marxist scum. Wow. Despite claims of being non- or bipartisan, the National Pulse exposed the group as a host of never-Trump activists partnered with George Soros Open Society Foundation staffers and partnered in turn with the Chinese Communist Party officials. Wow. Great people, huh?
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.